Hello, this is David Wilcoxon, and if you're on Facebook or YouTube, you've probably seen people discussing the upcoming April 8th total solar eclipse. If you haven't heard about it, I'll briefly summarize the many oddities associated with the eclipse's path, causing people to discuss it so much. I'll talk about whether this eclipse fulfills Bible prophecy, and then I'll share what I believe may happen during the eclipse as the evil ones like taking advantage of events. Let's start with the many oddities of this eclipse. Now, the last total solar eclipse on August 21st, 2017, passed over seven U.S. cities named Salem. For reference, there are 26 cities in the U.S. named Salem. Reportedly, Salem is short for Jerusalem, and that is why so many early Americans chose that name for their communities. It's intriguing that during the October 14th, 2023 annular eclipse, the eclipse shadow exited at Corpus Christi, Texas, which means the body of Christ. So we see a biblical connection. And we can see that on the map right here because that eclipse came this way, went into the Gulf right at Corpus Christi. The first town that the April 8th, 2014 eclipse will pass through is Eagle Pass, Texas, which is the center of the border dispute as we teeter on a civil war in America. So you can see here's Mexico and here's the U.S. It's right on the border. This total solar eclipse passes through Jonah, Texas, which is fascinating as Jonah was told to preach repentance to the people of Nineveh. I've seen people proclaim that the eclipse shadow will pass over seven cities in the U.S. named Nineveh and an eighth in the province of Nova Scotia in Canada. But it appears that only two cities named Nineveh are in the direct path of total darkness, and that's in Indiana and Ohio, and the other ones are just outside of the path. Jonah's message to Nineveh was, "Repent or die." Is the Heavenly Father giving the USA the same message? Jonah 1:2 says, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." When you look around at America, we have a lot of wickedness taking place. The small town of Kerrville, Texas, is northwest of San Antonio and is on the path of this eclipse. It was also on the path of the October 14, 2023 eclipse. In fact, the paths of both of those eclipses intersect at Kerrville. And we see that on the map. So we see the two eclipses, got the one in 2023 going this way, got the one in 2024 that's upcoming going this way, and the center of that is Kerrville. So it's intriguing that Kerrville is the location of the coming King Prayer Garden, which features a large cross and Messiah standing in front of it. And it has a sculpture of Messiah riding a white horse, which we see right here in front of the cross. Now it's rational that instead of all this being by fate, the garden's creators located it there because they knew that it was at the intersection of these two eclipses. There could be a more devious explanation, as the enemy seeks to mislead people and may have had influence in getting the coming King Prayer Garden set up to help mislead people about prophecy fulfillment and Messiah's return. Other cities that the eclipse shadow will pass over are Jerusalem, Arkansas, Jerusalem, Ohio, Patmos, Arkansas, Patmos, Mississippi, Judah, Indiana, Smyrna, Arkansas, Smyrna, Tennessee, Ephesus, Tennessee, Sardis, Kentucky, and Noah, Tennessee. And the eclipse path goes through Jerusalem, Ohio, and Israel, Ohio. And many believers helped found the cities of America, so it makes sense that there are biblical names. People proclaim that at the intersection of the two total solar eclipses is a place called Rapture, Indiana, but I can't find any city named Rapture on the map. Here's a picture of the map, and supposedly it's located right in the middle of this, but there is no city. So someone made it named it Rapture, but there's no real city there that I can see. Reportedly, the time between the two total solar eclipses is 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days, causing people to assign it to apocalyptic events. The April 8, 2024 eclipse will pass over Little Egypt, Illinois, which recalls plagues being sent against the Egyptians to cause them to release the Israelites. At the center of the eclipse line is a town called Makanda, which in the early 20th century used the slogan, "Star of Egypt." This eclipse happens on Nisan 1 on the Jewish calendar, and it's been noted that Nisan 1 was also the first day of darkness in the original plagues of Egypt. Interestingly, a cicada emergence will occur around the same time as the eclipse, two broods of cicadas, one that emerges on a 13-year cycle and the other on a 17-year cycle, will arrive around the same time from underground. It would be amazing if they emerged on the same day or shortly after the eclipse. People are pointing out that the three eclipses during the last 7 years form the letter Aleph. So we see the letter going here and across, so it forms an A right there. They're pointing out that it symbolizes the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph. In Hebrew, the symbol of Aleph points to an ox and a strong leader, ultimately pointing to Messiah, our king. Aleph and Tav in Hebrew is similar to Alpha and Omega in the Greek alphabet, as they are the first and last letters. Amazingly, the eclipse path reportedly goes through Alpha, Kentucky, and Omega, Illinois. I say reportedly because the totality path, the path of 100% darkness, is much narrower than people are indicating on maps. People are pointing out that the 2017 and 2024 form a T, so one goes this way, one goes the other way, and we can see a T cross right here. They're pointing out that it symbolizes the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Tav. In Hebrew, the symbol of Tav means a cross, a mark, a sign, a covenant. Messiah is the Alpha and Omega, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, who ratified the everlasting covenant with his blood on the cross in the middle of the 7 years of the 70th week of Daniel to atone for our sins. People proclaim that many planets will align perfectly on the day of the eclipse, but that's not exactly true. On April 4th, a small morning alignment of Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Mars will occur. The planets will be visible just before sunrise. Then on April 20th, a large morning alignment of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Neptune will occur. And here's a visual, so you can see the alignment. So you see the different planets, you see a comet coming here, see the different planets in alignment during that time. And I won't read them all, but on your screen is a list of large planetary alignments in 2024 and 2025. And I point this out just to let you know that it's not so rare what's going to take place in April of 2024. People are making a big deal out of Comet 12P, called Pons Brooks, which will be close to the sun during the eclipse. Its nickname is the Devil Comet because it underwent an outburst, blowing off a bunch of gas and dust and brightening it by 100 times. That outburst caused the comet to distort into a horseshoe or horn shape with a dark center and bright wings or points. Hence, many media outlets nicknamed it the Devil Comet. And here's a picture of what it would have looked like with all the brightness and the two horns extending out from it. Amazingly, the eclipse will appear near a deacon constellation of Aries called Cetus, which you can see looks like it's in the shape of a whale. Now, the enemy has perverted the narrative of the stars to make it about pagan gods and astrology. But the constellations and movement of the planets, sun and moon through them all, tell a story. Cetus is known as a whale, which brings to mind the story of Jonah and Nineveh. The legend of Cetus represents the sea monster, the great enemy subdued and bound. Does this mean Messiah is going to subdue the enemy? So those certainly are some amazing oddities about what's taken place during the April 8th, 24 eclipse. Now let's look at prophecies that some people are citing regarding the April 2024 eclipse, and then I'll share my perspective about what may occur during the eclipse. Many people take prophecy literally, so some are assigning the references to the sun, moon, and stars going dark to this eclipse. In the Old Testament, we see examples of the sun, moon, and stars being darkened, which point to a leadership system losing power. Isaiah 34 foretold the destruction of the Edomites and other nations, which were enemies. Ezekiel 32 points to the Babylonians desolating Egypt, removing the Pharaoh, the sun, and his leaders, the moon, from power. So Joel 2, Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 point to the Jewish leaders either being killed or taken captive and sold as slaves during the Jewish-Roman War of 66 to 70 AD, when Jerusalem and the temple and the Jewish nation were desolated. And I cover that explanation in the Olivet Discourse Decoded video series. Revelation 6 and Revelation 8 point to political upheaval in the Roman Empire as the emperors fought against each other and were removed from power. And I explain the fulfillment of the apocalyptic vision in the Revelation Timeline Decoded video series. So we see how those prophecies aren't pointing to the literal sun, moon, and stars so that they don't apply to this eclipse. Now let's talk about what may happen during the eclipse. The first answer may be nothing. People tend to overanalyze science, as they did when they proclaimed the heavenly alignment of planets around the constellation Virgo on September 23, 2017. They proclaimed that this fulfilled the prophecy in Revelation 12, as three planets, called wandering stars, were in the constellation Virgo, and that supposedly completed the 12 stars above her head, since nine are found in the constellation of Leo. But the truth is that the three extra stars are always above her head in the Deakin constellation of Coma, which represents the tuft of Leo's tail. So we see here nine stars in Leo, and above here we see three stars, and it's called Coma Berenices, but it used to represent the tuft of Leo's tail, so it's always there. I'll provide a link in the description that covers the imagery of the September 23rd, 2017 and the Revelation 12 narrative. That said, it is interesting that the shadow of the April 2024 eclipse passes through the area of the New Madrid fault line. And you can see that right here. So we got Arkansas, got Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, all connected right here with the New Madrid fault, which basically goes up and down the Mississippi River. The 1811 and 1812 New Madrid earthquakes were a series of three major earthquakes believed to have magnitude 7.0 and larger, which occurred in the two-month period between December 16, 1811 and February 7, 1812. And since people may expect earthquakes as part of the fulfillment of Matthew 24 and Revelation 6, the evil ones could incite an earthquake with their very low-frequency generators. When you research their capabilities, you learn that they can beam powerful, ultra-low 1 to 10 hertz frequencies at susceptible places such as fault lines, which causes the terrain to vibrate and slip, creating an earthquake. We recently had a mobile phone outage in the U.S. Was that a test run for another scenario during the eclipse? The enemy could use the event to cause a power outage from an EMP event, which is an electromagnetic pulse that could take down phones and the internet, which they would blame on the eclipse, or alignment of the planets, or a solar flare, or an attack from the enemy. Oddly, some countries in the U.S. along the eclipse path have issued warnings, recommending that people have a communication plan with family and friends. They recommend that people have cash on hand in case of limited internet access, and to buy necessary groceries and gas. It may be because there will be a large influx of people into the area to view the eclipse, which could create problems. That said, we should always be prepared for times of calamity and for when we may not be able to buy and sell. With all that's taken place in Israel and Gaza, many are crying out for a peace agreement to get the killing to stop. A timely Israel peace agreement would put people into a frenzy, as they've been conditioned to believe that a rapture of the saints will occur shortly after that event. That concept is based on the faulty foundation of an end times 70th week of Daniel 9. But the truth is that the 70th week was fulfilled from 27 to 34 AD. It points to Messiah's multi-year ministry and death for our sins in the middle of the 7 years of the 70th week, which ended the need for temple animal sacrifices. I show that fulfillment in the 70th week of Daniel 9 decoded video series and book. Maybe the Heavenly Father is using heavenly signs to prompt Americans to repent. The Feast of Passover is coming up in April. The Father told the Israelites to clean out the leaven from their homes, to purge out the sins in their lives, in preparation for the days of unleavened bread. Amos 8 is about the judgment of the disobedient Israelites. Amos 8:9 seems to point to an eclipse. It says, "And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, and I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day." The Heavenly Father proclaims in Amos 8:10 to 11, "And I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as of the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." As Americans, we should repent for the many sins that the leaders of this country have committed. We should repent for not exposing the workers of iniquity in this world. We should repent for our sins so that we're ready for the return of our beloved King. Draw close to the Heavenly Father while you still have the opportunity. Jonah 3:4 says, "And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.'" Will America repent of her sins Will judgment be poured out 40 days after the eclipse? I pray that this event leads to many people getting right with the Heavenly Father. If this kind of information benefits you, please like the video, comment, and share it with others, as this helps get the video ranked so that others will see the explanations. Subscribe to the channel if you want to be notified about new videos as we go through the interesting year of 2024. That's all for today. I love y'all. Shalom.